There were new settlements and detached log cabins and frame houses, full of interest for strangers from an old country. Cabins with simple ovens outside, made of clay, and lodgings for the pigs nearly as good as many of the human quarters. Broken windows, patched with worn-out hacks, old clothes, old boards, fragments of blankets and paper, and homemade dressers standing in the open air without the door. Whereon was ranged the household store, not hard to count, of earthen jars and pots. The eye was pained to see the stumps of great trees thickly strewn in every field of wheat, and seldom to lose the eternal swamp and dull morass with hundreds of rotten trunks and twisted branches steeped in its unwholesome water. Dickens may have found it hard to imagine that in America, as in England, even the humblest homes had their music making, and that a rich tradition of sacred and secular songs could be found in the backwoods and small towns, where itinerant music masters traveled to teach a robust style of singing.
Drifted bank and we got upset. Jingle bells.